Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. It's your man, Chavez Moment, coming live from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 2505 Parsons Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, on the south side. Welcome to the show, everybody, and in the Barber Zone. We're going to have a good show today, man. We're doing a recap of the Barbers International Conference that was held here, Columbus, Ohio, at the Embassy Suites Hotel Airport. It was a great, great, great time. Kind of exceeded my expectations a little bit. So, you know, we'll have a few callers who attended the conference, hear what they thought about it. So, you know, it's going to be a good show. But, you know, before we get started, you know, we're going to do what we always do. We got to give a shout out to the man upstairs. And excuse me, y'all, if my voice might go in and out, but I dropped my earpiece this morning at the Barber Museum, so I don't have it. So I got to hold my phone, and I got a brother to come in, so I'm going to be cutting. So if I get a little muffled or something, excuse me. So, but, you know, we got to give them thanks, man, for everything, you know, for the conference, for our daily lives and everything. So thank you, Father, again for another opportunity to be on this show, to be alive, to be able to bless others. Thank you for everything that went down this weekend, for a successful conference, that things that went on, classes that were given, products that were brought out, may be used for the upliftment in other barbershops and beauty shops, that we may be able to continue to bless our clients, our community, and our friends. So thank you for everything you're doing for us. Just make us keep you in mind that every day we have to give thanks to you for the things that you do for us, your grace, your mercy, your sustaining us through this barber beauty industry that we go through every day. Because, you know, we're walking on faith. We're being led by your faith. Because if nobody comes in, we don't eat. But you make sure that you provide for us in the ways that need to be done in your time, not our time. So, Father, bless us every day. Bless this show that it may be a catalyst to promote positivity, upliftment, and increase the awareness in the barber game so we can increase this love in our communities. All these after we ask in your son, Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. The show, man, the competition, the trade floor, everything. So, you know, about to go back in here. We had to shop. It's kind of like outcasts here getting it in. But got the show going on. Couple cats in here ain't never seen me do my show. I got old school in here. So it's going to be a nice show today. We're going to see who we got on the line, see if we can get some recaps, see if we can get what people thought about the Barber International Conference that we had at the Embassy Suites. It was 3 days. You know, we had a little meet and greet, trade floor, demonstrations by a lot of product companies and competitions. It was a fantasy, the regular haircut competition. There was a lot of people in the building, man. We had, you know, of course, the Barber Zone was there. We had the good booth jumping off with all the products. And, excuse me, I had my DVDs, my posters, had the pro grips, you know, the new grips for the Andes outliner, T-outliner. You know, it's going to be more of them come down the line. You know, I had people ask for the ones for the masters and whatever. I had to let them know. They already in the works. They're coming down the line. So we got to get them. We also had, you know, Against the Grain was there. Dwayne in the building. Roger Samuels from the Andes team was there. You know, let me read this list, because all the people that was there. You had Andes, you had Crew, the Artistic Hair Loss Solutions, of course, the Barber Museum, Barber Stops, Coca Capes. We had Mr. and Mrs. Hampton from H42, Joe Grooming, Men U Grooming, my lady, you know, Paul Mitchell. We had the official exotic creator, Mr. Curtis Smith, was in the building all weekend. You know, we had the Tondeo Razors. You know, I finally got to get me one of those, man, so I'm about to use it here today. So if I forgot you, you know, just call into the show and we'll get on. So it was a great time, crazy tired, but you know I got to keep it grinding, got to keep it moving. So, all right, old school, let's get it done. See, I'm cutting at the same time, man. You know how the show is. You keep it real on the show. We do it how we do it. So if you listening to the show and you might be at the shop cutting, talking about, man, I can't call in because I was cutting. No, that's what you do. So that's what we do on the Ball Zone. You know, I got my old school John right here, Mr. Singer, Mr. Beatmaker himself. Good old school, brother, man. Hey, y'all wasn't in my class the other day. Y'all, hear this, man. We got to touch the old school, man. We can't move on and teach these kids without going back to the old school, man. Reach out to them cats. Quit being funny acting. Get the old school cats in your barbershop, man, so they can tell these young boys something. Because half of them got no daddy that's in their house or a positive role model, so we need the old school cats to be those role models. So, all right. We got a call on the line. Let's see who we got stepping into the barber zone today. We got a calling from the 404. Who we got on the line with us? Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
What's this? Who this we got? Is this Tim, man?
Yeah, this is Tim.
What's up, Big Daddy? Welcome to the Barber Zone. Hey, y'all, this Mr. Pro Grip himself, my man Tim. Tim, let the people know who you are, man. Let them know about your product. You know, give them your numbers and everything.
First of all, I want to introduce myself to everybody. My name is Tim. I'm the inventor of Pro Grip. I don't know which areas that are on the phone right now, but if you ever heard of the product Pro Grip, what it is it's a product that's made to help you better protect your investment, your equipment. It reduces heat, vents moisture. Most important, if you drop your clippers on the ground, it protects it. Because that'd be the main problem what most barbers have with their equipment, because a lot of times, if you do have the NST outliner, a lot of barbers, mm-hmm. you use those clippers, and you might have them for 2 or 3 years, and those be your best clippers, and you mess around and drop them, and man, it just hurts.
That's a month.
Say that again.
I said, oh yeah, I said the T outliners was a must, man. That's like bread and butter, man. So,
right. And I'm just trying to better help protect your equipment, your investment. You know, I'm gonna elaborate on that because that's most important. If a mechanic doesn't have their tools, they cannot do the proper work that they need. And once you fall in love with a specific type of clippers, you know, them your babies. You have to get some more clippers. They just not going to ride in your hand and feel the way that you want them to feel. So best to go ahead and spend that little bit of money to buy a clipper case to protect it than just to say, well, I don't need it. And, you know, that's just like, you got to protect in anything that you do, you know. But I appreciate all the response and the love that I've gotten from this product. We've got a lot of more things that's going to be coming out, but it's just the first one that we've started with. I hate I miss this show. I really wish I could have been. I've seen some of the pictures with Kurt and everybody. It looked like you all had
a real good time. And one reason I wish you could have been there, man, because a lot of people that were there were like owners of schools. You know, I got a couple numbers, and I'm going to give them to you, man, so you can do your thing. They want to see about actually putting those in their tools, in their clipper cases, you know, their kits. You know, when you go to barber school, you get your clipper kit. They're
right.
Looking to put pro grips in the kits. You know, I was asked about covers for the masters and the style liner tools and, you know, different clippers. And, you know, for my conversation, I let them know, hey, that man already got his mind, already got his hand working on those. So, bruh, let me give you big ups, man. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm gonna let you know. I got 50 of them from them. I got 10 left, man. And the reason I got those left, because they pink and they red. I got 7 pinks and 3 reds. But the rest of them, bro, they was flying like hotcakes to them. Like hotcakes.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm going to tell you this. We just going to keep it on the air. Just, hey, I spoke with Ivan Zut from Andes. And, you know, I was showing him the product. You know, he's like, yeah, I talked to him down at Bronner Brothers. They're about to change the mold on the T-Outliners. So what he wants you to do, I'm going to text you his number. He wants you to get in contact with him. So he can get you, one of those new ones. So you can get the new model. So you can adjust your mold. Because what they're doing is they're moving the switch up about, I think they're moving the switch up maybe 3 or 4 inches, and it's not going to be where you turn it. It's going to be where you can flick it back and forth with your fingers. So it's going to ride. It's going to be the, he said it's going to be like the same size, but they're moving it up maybe 2 or 3 inches. So you're just going to have to modify the mold a little bit. But, you know, he was gracious enough to let me know that modification to the Clippers is coming in.
Okay. So. I appreciate you passing the information on to me. I'm glad to hear that you only have 10 cases left. So that's good. Or it means just, you know, I'm not the only person that can sell the product. You know, someone else can invest in and also reap the same benefits, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bro, I told you, man, when I see your product in Atlanta, we're going to do some work, man, because you got an awesome product. You got an awesome vision. You just like anybody else, man. You just need that vehicle to get your product out. And, you know, we're going to use this show right here. And, you know, I told you I'm opening up the beauty supply store. So I'm going to get it here in Columbus, Ohio, man. And I really got it out to more people because there was people from all over the country, man. I was like, you know, people from Boston and Phoenix and Arkansas and somebody else from Oregon. Where else? Kansas City. You know, of course, there's some Atlantas and South Carolinas and North Carolinas. Lady from Vermont. Man, so a lot of guys from Green Bay, Wisconsin. So a lot of them got, if they didn't get the product, they got the information so they can get the product.
So, you know what, that's really good that the barber industry is starting to do stuff like this, you know, because, I mean, a lot of times I see a lot of barbers, they be in conflict with each other. One want to say he better than the next one. You know, it's always somebody out there that's better than you, you know. Somebody you got to be willing to learn from that's going to teach you more. And it's good to see that the barber industries are starting to network with each other and grow, because that's the only way that the barber industry is going to grow. If barbers like you and Curtis that pull together and put that ego aside, you know, because everybody's good in their own way, you know, and it is somebody out there that is better than you, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it was great, man, because what we got to do is, we got to do just like in regular life, man. We got to bridge that gap. There's been such a gap in the, and, you know, white barbershops and black barbershops. And this conference right here was, you know, it was held by white individuals. You know, Mr. Charles Kirkpatrick, it was his vision. You know, so he's this was actually the 5th annual. So it was great because you were able to network with these product companies and with the head of barber boards and owners of barber schools and everything in a nice, relaxed environment. You know, it was an equal playing field. You know, it's not a thing of, you know, you only been in the barber game 6 months and I've been in the barber game 50 years, so I can't talk to you, man. It was like, hey, let me tell you this, and sharing barber secrets and trades and, you know, trade ideas, and you can do this more efficiently, and we got that. Man, it was, dude. It was awesome, man. I mean, it's awesome, man, just to see the response from the different people across the country, man, that just came to Columbus for this thing. It was just, man, crazy. So, you know, I want to say big up to you again, man, on your vision on the product. Because that cast was like, man, what in the world? He's like, man, oh, this is awesome. Hey, buddy, I love to get these at my school. How can we do it? I said, man, call me when we get, you know, call me next week. I'll get you in contact with my man, and we can go from there. So, bro.
That sounds good. You know, it sounds more like, you know, originally when I designed this, I was not, the exposure that I got and the response, I was not really expecting. And it's like, you know, this product has actually taken on a life of its own. And, I mean, I'm just enjoying the whole thing, and especially being able to get out and network and meet different people that, you know, they have the same options, you know, and it's priceless, the experience that I'm getting. And just, I mean, the product as well, you know, there's no problem with that, but it's just as far as just getting out and meeting new people and networking with people that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
In your, I mean, it's priceless.
Hey, man, this thing is going to take you places you've never even thought. But one thing, this is what I was talking to an old school cat, and he was talking to me about that he knew that this is a manufacturer. And, you know, he manufactured some things, and, you know, he was trying to get it to General Motors. He was trying to get it to General Motors. So when he finally got it to General Motors, they loved it so much, they placed an order for 50,000 pieces. But he wasn't ready to handle them. So I say that to you. So when you go and do these deals, bruh, these cats is going to hit you with some numbers, man, because this is a great product. So just be prepared for them, you know, not just the 200-piece order, but for the 2,000-piece order, the 20,000-piece order. So, you know, just be ready, bro, because I'm telling you, with that vision and from the talks we had with the products you got coming out, it's coming your way, man. So just be ready.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one last thing. The first industry that I tapped into was the barber industry, and all of the people that I met at that Barner Brothers show. I met you, I met Curtis, you know, and I like what the people that I met were trying to do. So it's not just me, it's us, because I mean, I'm gonna help you just as much as you help me, you know. And I
okay.
Say that again.
No, I just said okay.
And I mean, you can accomplish so much more when it's a team of people than just one individual person. You know, thinking of me, I got a product, but it's still other things out there that I need to help me advance to where. Because without the people, I wouldn't be nowhere. You know,
yeah.
So I mean, it's not me; it's gonna be us. Because whatever it is that you're trying to do, as far as when I met you at the Bonner Brothers show, you were doing the. Just for the club, not the clubs, for the barbershop,
yeah.
Pictures, right? And I mean, I think it's with the networking on the internet, you know what I'm saying? Being able to tie each other's businesses and help each other grow in that nature, you know. I'm not just looking forward to just moving forward by myself, you know. I want to try.
But this is about to be a team effort, man. We're going to make this barber love thing work. So we all going to help each other, because that's the problem. You know, we've been trying to work separate for so long. Well, not really us, not our age, but, you know, the ones before us that was trying to do things. They were so busy trying to work separately to get their separate agendas together that they ended up getting, you know, either none or just a few done. But, dude, when we come together to gather together, my products, your products, my vision, my tools, your tools, everybody's stuff together, dude, we're going to blow this thing up like Voltron, man.
We're going to show them how to do.
We're going to blow this thing up like Voltron, man. So, big up to you again. Hey, hold on, you know, hold on. I got some other callers on here. Well, now it looks like they hung up. But let me see. Yeah, see if they get back on the show. Call if you called in and I didn't get to you, forgive me. You know, we'll get to you in a second. But tell man, the response is bananas. I mean, I don't even, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to place an order, like, in this end of the week, because I don't even have none to hit the cats that live here that I told them that I had them for. I don't even got none to get to them because all of them gone. So I guess that's a good problem to have, you know. But, dude, they saw the product, and it was just like, oh, my God, where's this been?
Was it majority? It was a barber competition, so majority of the people that were there were mainly women. I mean, men, right?
It was maybe 60-40. Cause a lot of the women were school owners, on the barber boards from different states.
What was the first color of the league?
It was a lot of them asked for the black.
That was mainly men, right?
Yeah. No, actually, two females asked for them. A lot of people were hesitant to get the white because they said the white's gonna get dirty. They were like, oh, that white one's gonna get dirty real quick. So
that green is a real popular color. I don't know how popular it is with you. Once I got that green, the green is like a money color. Men and women
the green is gone, bro. And that was the next one I'm telling you. That's the one I pumped up. I was like, hey, man, y'all better get these green ones, man. Put that green ones on your clippers while you're making that money. I said, oh, yeah. The one guy came and bought four of them. He said, hey, man, I want four of these. So, yeah, it's hot. So
you guys,
they wanted the blue ones too. They saw the blue ones on the fly. Like, oh, that blue would go straight with my shop. So, you know, bro, you on a, I'm telling you, man, you on a something crazy hot. And you gonna have to come to Columbus so I can take you by when you get a chance. So I can take you by the barber museum, because I wish I would have had a black one or a white one or a blue one or something like that. What I was going to do is I was going to donate it to the barber museum. So your product would be officially in the barber museum, man. But I didn't have it on me. I mean, I didn't have any of them colors, so I wasn't able to do it today. But we're going to get that done for you. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, Tim, hold on a second for me, man. I got some callers on the line. I got a caller coming from the 305. We're going to see who this is on the line. Welcome to the Barber Zone. Who's this on the line with us?
What's up, man? This is Vince Vance. There you go.
What's up, big guy? How's it going?
I'm chilling, man. Just listening in. I'm at work just listening in for the moment.
Okay. Well, yeah, y'all. So I just saw your number on there, man, so I got you on. Be sure to jump on the Facebook page or whatever. Check out the pictures from the Barber International this weekend, man. You should see a lot of them on the Facebook this weekend because it was a real nice conference down here.
Okay.
So, You got anything you want to tell the people while you're on the show, man?
Not much, man. I'm trying to get my work on, man. Ain't nothing happening for me right now. I'm just checking out the show, though.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, man. Keep listening. We gonna keep it going. All right, brother.
All
right. Hey. Mr. Will, what's going on, big guy?
Everything is good. Sylvester, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm good. Welcome to the Barber Zone, man. Hey, Tim, I don't know how long you've been on the show, but I got my other man, Tim, the creator of the Pro Grips, on the line. Tim, this is my man, Tim Williams, man. He's like my right hand man. You know, the things that I think about in barber business, if I don't think about it, he thinks about it. So, you know, this is, you know, I've been telling you about the product, and it's good. I got both of y'all on the phone, man, so, you know, he get a chance to hear you, and hopefully he get to meet you, so, because he's going to be one of the brothers here that's going to help me promote the product, so, you know.
I definitely want to do my part in stocking up on, like you said, the black grips, the red grips. Honestly, I wish that I got a green, what color is it? I got a purple one for my lady, but I definitely want to get the black. Because that's just universal. I want to get the green because, you know, to represent the money. But I really want to stock up on the red ones, too. And you know, I take a red piece of tape and rubber band or tape, my A1s, as I call them. But now with the super grip or the grip, I could put just the whole gripper on it that way without question. I know which ones is super hot.
Yep. And see, oh, hey, Tim, another thing I just thought about, man, you can tell people is, you know, sometimes we done dropped our clippers or we done tried to open them up and clean them out, we strip that screw in the middle. So,
right.
And, you know, like Tim just said, a lot of people will end up with rubber bands or tape or whatever. I forgot to tell people, dude, this will hold your clippers together.
Right.
Yeah. So, man, this dude's got an awesome product, man.
Color coordination, you know, I don't know how many pairs of aligners that people have, if they got a pair that's universal set or whatnot, but for me, you know, I like to keep a pair of A1s. That way I know, worst come to worst, they're going to blaze you super hot. And then I also got, you know, another set for kids or the straight hair clients.
Always, OG.
Always. Not grab the
yes,
one for the right person.
Yeah. But yeah, so instead of going through the two Tims, I'm just gonna say Pro Grip. Pro Grip Tim. Give the people an idea of what else you got coming down the line, man. What other ones you got for the Clippers? You know what you got in your mind. You know if you got already got a little prototype or whatever. Give them an idea because they was asking me all week. So what you got next? What you got next? So give the people an idea because. It's like this. Even if people are listening live to the show, they call in or later on they listen to it. So, you know, let the people know what it is. Man.
Well, I got the ones coming for the wall detailers. I got the ones for the wall, the peanuts. Also the style hotliner tools. I got some for the grooming industry too, but that's totally different from this market. But the main ones that I got coming out, I got the Anders, the regular ones that are out now, the style outliner tools, which fit the threes as well, the peanuts,
yeah.
That would be four altogether. I got some different colors that are getting ready to come out. I got the wood grain, the camouflage will be here real soon. I'm just doing some different things with it because, you know, we like to be creative with what we have and be unique. So I try and stay innovative and stay up and not try to have the same thing over and over. Give people an option of unique different things that they would like to have. And, I mean, that's pretty much it as far as this. Well, I got some more stuff that's down the pipeline, but I don't want to get too far advanced on myself.
Oh, yeah. Don't put it out there because, you know, people like to, you know, snatch things up. So, hey, Tim, you're not a barber yourself, right?
No, I'm not a barber.
Okay. Well, let the people know what you do and how you came up with the vision to create this product or even, you know, try to help us out. Because I'm going to say thank you as a barber. Thank you for the whole industry for coming up with something like this. So let the people know what you do and how you came up with this vision, man.
Okay, my family is my uncle a barber, my brother a barber. I grew up in the barber shop, and I was mainly like one of the people that I fixed their stuff. And I have a business that's called Sharpening Tech. And what I do is I sharpen clipper blades, I repair clippers. I know clippers like the back of my hand. You know, I could take a clip and rebuild it from nothing.
Okay.
Originally, when I got into the business and was going to different barber shops, I seen that barbers kept having the same problem over and over again. They had their favorite pair of clippers that they didn't have for 3 years. They done broke in, they cut the way they wanted to, and they drop them on the floor and they damage them. I can fix the clippers once they hit the floor. But sometimes you can't because the damage is so bad. A lot of people think that the damage is just done to the blade, but the damage is done externally. It's like your clippers are lined up, and when they hit the floor, it knocks everything off that's on the inside of it. And if I were to have to fix your clippers, I would have to take it apart. And, it could take 2 or 3 days to get your clipper aligned back the way that it was to cut it the way that you wanted to. So I've worked with this product program probably about a year and a half before I actually had a prototype and developed it. And once I did that, I was thinking of other things that the product needed to do just besides being able to protect it in case it hits the floor. For one, the heat, when you're cutting it, get hot in your hand. The product absorbs heat, keeps your hand from sweating, keeps the vibration, because a lot of times when you cut for a long period of time, sometimes your hand starts to itch on the inside from that vibration. And I mean,
exactly.
The product is well all around. I mean, it suits more than just one knee. But just the two most important things about this product is, one, it reduces heat. That's a big problem. You know, you cut it, then you have to sit and cut, because you got to let them cool off. And two,
yeah,
it protects it in case it hits that floor. That floor is not your clipper friend.
Not at all. Not at all.
But
man, that's awesome, man. And dude, thanks again. That's all I can say is thanks again for, you know, taking interest in our profession, you know, to help us be better, help us, you know, service these clients a little bit better. And, you know, because, man, this is an awesome product. Because I had a couple people tell me, like, hey, man, I've thought about that, but I just never did it. So, hey, you know, again, big ups to you for having an initiative to go out and move on faith to do this thing, man, because you're going to be blessed with this, man, for a nice long time. Because, bruh, I showed this to some of them barber board members and everything, and they were like, oh, my God, wow, what is this? Here, take one of these, man. Give me a call. Tell me what you think.
I got a question, Vez.
What's up?
Oh, for the gentleman, Brother Tim, tell me you got something in the making if you don't have it already for the Masters.
I'm working on it. It's going to be real soon. I'm waiting on the prototypes for those to come back as well. In developing anything, you know, I just can't put a product out there and not know how well it's put together. I'm trying to make sure that the product, you know, when you're using it, you be like, man, I'm glad I got this. This is what I needed. You know, I don't want to put nothing out there that's going to fall apart or not going to do what it's supposed to do. So I have to run, find the right word. Once I get it, I have to run tests on it to make sure that it's stable enough to be able to be used. Because, you know, those masters get very hot when you use them, you know. And I think that's the main problem with those masters is the heat, because those clippers are made of metal and they're so hard to tear.
Oh yeah, because with the masters, you tear your blade up before you tear anything up. Yeah. Oh, and that is something, because it is all metal. So yeah, but hey man, we know you're gonna do it, bro.
right. Yeah, you got it already. You got it. That's an A+ for me. Now you get the one for the masters, I'll be in your corner 100%.
Well, don't worry about it. They on the way.
No doubt.
Okay. But yeah, man, this is good. Hey, Tim. Well, America, Tim.
Yes,
what
sir?
You? I know you was there for a brief moment. What you think about the show? In your brief time that you was there.
Which show are you talking about?
No, Tim that was here in Columbus, Tim.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the show, it was interesting. I guess that's I missed most of what everybody said. I definitely don't want to get into repeating what somebody else has said. But from what I saw, it was interesting. I think, you know, me, you, Kurt, some other people was observing and talking and saying that, yeah, on a fantasy note, I'm glad that they incorporated that. That's pretty sweet. But at the same time, the stylists or the barbers, they ought to make it clear that, you know, don't overdo it. You know, pick something that, you know, you could do. Know your work, know your work, your craft, and what you're going to do. That way, you know what I mean, you don't got cats with hair all over them in the end and the itching or, you know. That, by all means, we all know that the edge up is everything. So, you know, if the edge up is off, you know, the cut's nothing. But, you know, I congratulate everybody that showed up and did what they did. They gave it what they gave it, and that was nice.
Yeah, okay. Hey, y'all, he's talking about the barber competition that they had yesterday, and you know, I was fortunate enough to be a judge, and you know, a few of them we had, but seven barbers compete. So you know, during the competition, you know, they had to do their thing. And, like, I guess they never heard my show before or nothing, because I told you, if you're going to do a barber competition, first of all, jump on YouTube or the Internet and find out what people do in these barber competitions. So you'll have an idea. So when they tell you, you won't be lost.
Right.
Also, practice. Practice what you're going to do, because you only get an hour. So if you get an hour, that doesn't mean you do the design that takes you an hour. You're going to need you to do a haircut or a design that takes you 40 minutes to do. So you have 10 minutes to clean up and 5 more minutes to go over the haircut. So, like, what Tim mentioned was a guy had an awesome haircut. Well, actually, he was the winner. But one thing he did, his edge up was crooked. The rest of the haircut was great, but the edge up was crooked, and we all know that if your edge up is crooked or off balance, it makes your haircut look not all the way look right. So that was one thing. Other individuals that were in the competition, they didn't have the time enough to clean their hair off of their model. You had 3 models that were there that had hair all over their face and neck, and they couldn't sit still while we were judging them because they were too busy itching and twitching and all of that. So it's just, if you're going to be in these barber competitions, whether it's a regular state board haircut or a fantasy type of look, do your research, do your investigations, because when you go to take any other test or any other competition, you spend your time studying for that. So you might as well do one for these barber competitions. But big up to everybody that was in the show, because everybody is always a winner that gets in these shows, because that means they're trying to step their game up to a new level. So big up to everybody that was in there. You know, y'all did your thing, but just try to refine your craft a little bit. But coming to these shows and going to these classes, that's the way you do it. So y'all are on the right track. So, man, it was a great time. Tim, I just hope you get to this next show, man, because the progress is going. They, like you just said, it's going to take a life of their own, man, because I'm just waiting to get the emails and get the calls on and see the extra reaction on the product. So, because
right,
people are ready for it. Like you say, we need it. We're tired of dropping our clippers and, you know, busting them up after, you know, we call them our babies. These are my babies right here. So when you drop that thing, man, that's that's one of the worst incidents that can happen in the barbershop. So, but yeah. Hey Tim, give us one more word, man, on the pro grips. Let everybody know how to get hold to you, your numbers, the website, the Facebook. I already know that stuff. This is for the rest of the people that want to get hold to you. There may be some, you know, there may be some manufacturers or some distributors that I may have touched or may listen to this show, and they may want to help you with your distribution, man. So get the people your information so they can get hold to you, bro.
All right, you can reach me at the Pro Grip, theproGRIPE.com. You can also reach me at Facebook. You can go to my Facebook from my web page, but if you can't find me that way, it's theprogrip@yahoo.com. You can search my Facebook page like that. I'm also on MySpace. The same thing, theprogrip.com. You can find me on MySpace that way. If you want to keep up to date with all of the new products that are coming out, the different colors, it's best to go ahead and go on to my Facebook or my MySpace page and go ahead and join and become a friend. Also, if you would like to save some money, I got a business called Sharpen Tech. We sharpen blades, fix clippers. If you got old blades, don't throw them away. The new blades that all of these companies are coming out with, they're not made, that the metal is not as dense as what the metal from the older blades are. And the reason behind that is because it's like, if I can get you to buy 2 blades a month instead of 1, I would make more money. And the companies are making these blades like this, And I mean, if you're not paying attention, you won't be aware of it. The blade, the older blades are a whole lot stronger metal. They last you a whole lot longer. You know, you got like vets and groomers, because I sharpen their blades. You know, they buy blades and they get their blades sharpened for 2 or 3 years, you know, before they buy more blades. But we, you know, we feel like, oh, if I don't have a new blade, that it's not cutting the way that you would like for it to cut. I mean, it just depending on the sharpener, you know. You just got to find the right person. But once you find the right person, you'll be able to save a lot of money. With me, I charge $5 to sharpen a blade. You can't beat that. Those TI line of blades are like $17 or $18 if I brand new, you know. So, I mean, if
man,
you like
hey, man, I wish you was here in Columbus, Tim. You hear that?
Yeah. I mean, you can mail them to me. I do mail orders.
Oh, shoot, that's what's up. Hey, well, hey, you just put it out there, man. Give the people your address. You just put yourself out there, so give them the address so they can send me your clipper blades, mate.
You can send your clipper blades to 1019 West Broad Street, Albany, Georgia. Albany spelled A-L-B-A-N-Y. My zip code is 31701. But before you send anything, go to my website and look at the information so you can see how to submit your blades to me. And that way I can better have them sent back to you and know what's going on. But just hit me up, and as much as I can help anyone that's in the barber industry save money or learn anything different that they don't know about their clippers, I'm more than welcome to help you out.
Hey, that's a wonderful thing, man.
Hey, hold on 1 second, bro.
All right. Hey, yeah, hey, that's a wonderful thing, man. We need that service right here in Columbus. We had that service, and the business unfortunately closed down. So now we don't have anybody to sharpen it and take care of our tools. So Austin, bro, you just in an awesome position right now, man. You sharpen our tools and you're making product to protect our tools. So, bro. As soon as more people find out, you're going to be overwhelmed, my man. So,
we're going to be
overwhelmed.
You...
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it all by myself. Everybody need help.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all, and I started the show today, man, and I didn't give y'all the information. All right. Y'all know y'all can find us at barberzone.org or chavezmoment.com. So, check out the ChavezMoment.com or barberzone.org. Give me like 2-3 days. I'm gonna have the Pro Grips on the website, his website. So if you want to purchase the Pro Grips, you can hit me up or hit him up. So we about to put this network together. We're gonna get a few more distributors so we can get this man's product out here. So, but be sure to hit us up at barberzone.org. Or hit him at theprogrips.com, because this is an awesome, awesome product, man. And, dude, I can't say it enough. Congratulations, because that's all I kept hearing people say. Hey, tell that guy he's got a great product. I'm like, I sure will. So I'm just passing on the love, bro. So let me check this with board, see who else we got on this line with us. All right, hold on 1 second. We got somebody else jumping on the line with us. All right, hold on 1 second. Welcome to the Barber Zone. This is Chris with us.
Chris Burke, man, what's happening?
What's going on, Chris? Welcome to the Barber Zone.
My man.
We got you on the line. We got my man Tim. Well, you already know Tim Galen from, you know, but we got my man Tim from Pro Grips on the line with us.
Pro Grips.
We got him on the show.
That's what's happening in
hey.
Pro Grips. Yeah. I had a chance
hey,
to work
hey.
It with Pro Grips. What's that?
Yeah. Hey, Pro Grip Tim. He,
yeah.
My man Chris right here was actually working in assisting me in the booth this weekend, so he had an opportunity to get some of them reactions on the Pro Grip also. But, Chris, first of all, I want to tell you thank you, man, for coming out to the event this week and, you know, helping me out and giving the time that you did. You know, I appreciate that. I needed that in more ways than I knew. So you were a blessing to me, man, and you didn't even know it.
Oh man, well, I had a good time, man. I appreciate you pushing the whole Barbers International thing, man. You know, it was a nice show and lots of interesting people, but you could tell who pushed it to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who sit there on Facebook and do their thing and they quit about stuff and you know and pump up the industry and make it happen. That came in there and
event.
So yeah, I was just glad to be a part of it, man. For real.
Okay, oh yeah.
A lot of fun. It was long. It was long.
It was long and productive. But hey, give Chris a little. Give him a little idea of some of the reactions you got about them programs, man.
I was gonna tell Tim the programs. Tim, man, I love your product. The people love it. And they were so surprised to see something like that. And it was so easy and so simple, you don't even have to explain it to people. Think about when you work in a booth at a conference or a hair show and all the explaining that you got to do. Man, people see it, they like it, they pick a color, they buy it, and they keep it moving. You've got something really hot, man, really, really. I can't say that I talked to anybody. I was there maybe about an hour and a half, 45 minutes working the booth by myself. I didn't have anybody who didn't see it, like it, and buy it.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen at a hair show.
Tim, that is one thing, man. A lot of people that when they come to these hair shows and come to your booth, they be like, all right, I'm going to get this. All right, now I'll be right back, and I'll come pick one up. But no, people was like, oh, I see it. I'm getting it now. It wasn't a second thought. It wasn't, do I need this? Do I really want to get this? It was like, oh, what colors you got? How many can I get?
Right, yeah, exactly. The price point on it.
It was just like that. It was like, I'm coming out the pocket. How much are they? Okay, how many you want? What colors? You got any more of them black ones? You got this? I'm like, okay, here. It was crazy.
Yeah. That money green. They were like, I don't know what color to get. I was like, well, get that money green. Get that green. And they just jump on it, man. I mean, it's a great product. I didn't get to see it at the Bonner Brothers, so I was excited when Dad told me that he was going to have it at the booth. And, you know, that's what's up, man. You are on to something. Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing about anybody that has a product, you know, I feel like me personally, you know, for me to get out and sell the product myself and do good with it, that's good. But when someone else can invest in a product and they have the same reaction, you know, that's powerful. That's real powerful. And I'm thankful that you had the response that you did, and just be able to hear the testimony of you telling me how the product moved, you know. And I have noticed that, you know, at the show, you know, people come up to you, they see it, bam, I gotta have it. You know, you sitting there trying to tell them what to do, they listening to you, but they come on, man, give them a color.
Hey, Chris, that was something we could have did. And Tim, something you might want to think about at the next show you go to, when people buy them, you know, videotape them. What you think about this product? You can get some some instant test. Oh, Chris, if we'd have thought about that sooner, we could have got some people on camera talking about the progress.
Right, yeah, we would have had the testimonials for you. I mean, you know, Bez, you're going to carry the product, so we'll get that. I mean, find me. I'll do it. Especially,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
We all got our own organizations that we represent, and so that'll be a good endorsement for you right there for our programs. You know, because I've got the network of Christian Salon Professionals, so when I would do it, I would say, you know, my name's Chris Burke. I'm the Assistant Director of Network of Christian Salon Professionals. You know, we endorse the Pro Grips. We love it. We're using it. It's protecting our equipment. It's keeping our hands cool. We don't feel the vibrations. That's what's up. That's going to make your product soar right over the top. And we met people like that who you want those endorsements. There were people there at that show that bought your product, and those are the type of people that you want saying that they use it. You know?
Yeah, because so many of them have been in the business for years, and they have so many connections. Because, like you said, a lot of those guys were Barber Board members. The director of the Ohio Barber Board loves it. directors and teachers of barber schools.
International award winners.
Yep. Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh, hey, I also got a sister that's got a barber school in a prison. She's got a barber school in a prison. So I'm gonna see about talking to her, man, and see if we can get them, get them okay, because she wants to put them in her barber cases. So, bro, we about to get some movement for you, brother.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna hit you on Facebook too. I saw you chatting the other day. It's Progrip is the name that you have on Facebook, right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna connect with you on there too.
Okay. I appreciate everybody and everything that they're doing to help me in this movement that we are in, because just as well as I'm in a movement, you all in a movement just as well. And, it's all about exposure and helping each other out and networking. You're only as valuable as the people that you have that are in your network.
that's what Curtis said in his class yesterday. Yep, that's what Curtis Smith said in his class. He says, you are as powerful as your network. It doesn't take one. It takes everybody working together.
Exactly.
I'm making an article on the network page on Facebook, and when we connect, I'll hook you up to that too. But it's going to be about the innovative product that I saw there. Your product is one, the ProGrip cover for the outliners. Also, the Coca capes. I mean, that blew me away. It was the first time I saw it in person. I've read about it and seen the demos and stuff, but to actually have my hands on one, that was amazing. And there's a couple other things that I saw. The shea butter based stuff with Curtis Smith. I love that line. The fragrances of it. What he's doing is just off the chart. So I said when I came back, I was just going to make an article and expose people that didn't make it to the show to the innovative things that happened. Because we can show all the stuff that you see at every show all the time. But, there's some new things that, people are doing things that haven't been done before. And I think that's really what's up.
Because, man, I mean, the response from the show, hey, wait a minute, hold on real quick, fellas. I gotta do this. I got the Blaze, all the barbers from Columbus that didn't come out for the show.
And it was in the backyard?
We went around and passed out these flyers. And, I went around myself to over 10 barbershops and let them know we had the conference coming. We need to come down here and connect with these folks. So, I got to blaze them all, man, because that was messed up on y'all's career on y'all's part. So next time I'm about to do something, don't ask me can you go, because I know you're not going to go, so don't waste my time in the planning. But I'm going to still get y'all some programs, but when it comes to going to the shows, I got to go by myself. I take me, Chris Burke, and my man, Tim Williams.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Unless they thirsty.
Sound like they already full.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, it was, hey, man, it was great. And the things that they did, man, I didn't expect it to be the way it was. I was like, wow. They had a main stage set up, demonstrations and people talking and educators and you had the the lady with the Children for Hair Loss,
right?
That's the awesome thing that they're doing for the making the wigs and products and everything for the children that suffer from hair loss, man. That's an awesome vision. It's also a lady that's dealing with the Cancer Society, that's dealing with the hair. So it was a lot of things going on that you don't get at the the Bronner Brothers shows and these other shows. It was real, man. It was some good stuff there. So, and then the products, you had Curtis down there, you had the Tondeo people, you had the Cloaker Cake people, you had Walls, you had Mr. and Miss H42. Man, it's just a lot of things there. They had, the different products, the Men U products and the Joe Grooming. And, it was just, it was just good. It wasn't a bunch of foolishness. It was all, you know, calm, and it was in a personal, you know, in a more personal setting than like the Bronner Brothers is. The Bronner Brothers is always, you know, loud and hustle and bustle and you know, fast moving. This was more in a personal setting where he was able to talk to somebody without having to scream over the music or over the cheering. So you got to actually, you know, network and talk with people in a different way that probably would have ever been done. So, you know, again, the big up to, you know, Mr. Charles and his vision for the Barber International whole concept. So, but the next one, I don't know if you heard this, Chris, next year it's going to be in Atlanta.
Right,
So we taking it on the road to Atlanta. So, it's going to be fun. So, Tim, there's no way you're going to miss this one because that's right in your hometown. That's right in your backyard there, big guy.
Right. Come on, boy. That one right there. That's Sam got that show.
Yeah, somebody driving in the car or something. Got the wind blowing. Can't hear you.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
That show right there is in Columbus, right?
Hey, no. This one, no. See, this was the Barber International show. That they have this show in a different city every year. So, you know, this one travels around the country. So, you know, last year it was in Tunica, Mississippi. This year it was in Columbus. Next year it's going to be in Atlanta. They just picked different spots. And the year before that, it was like in Reno, you know, so they just picking different little spots to go to. So Atlanta is next year's destination.
Man, come on, I'll definitely be at that one. And next time you all I'm going to try to get down that way because I'd like to just be able to get down there and speak with everybody hands-on.
If you'd have been right there, bro, they'd have snatched the I'm telling you, somebody would have placed one of those big orders with you. I mean, if you'd have been there yourself, I'd have guaranteed that, man. Guaranteed. They'd have hit you up this still.
It's all in the making. It's in the making. I wanted to say it's so hard, you know, being in all the different places where everything is going on. Because so much is going on, you know. It's not just, you know how you got to make sure you go to the right show that you're going to meet the people that you need to meet. Not saying that show wasn't. I mean, this is my first year actually just going to all the shows. Just got to figure out which ones that I need to make sure that I'm at. And I was so thankful that, you know, you went to the show for me. You know, you was my face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but hey, man, I'm here for you, and I'm sure the other brothers, you know, that's in my circle in the network can do the same thing for you. But hey, hold on, I got one more caller calling from the 414. We're gonna see if we can sneak you in for the switchboard go down. Oh, they hung up. If you're calling from the 414, call me right back. I got one more minute for the switchboard, or you won't be able to get in. So, but yeah, bro. Hey, I have no problem, you know, being your face, promoting the product, and you know, anybody I can get it to and get it in front of, man, I sure will, and I'll let you know all the moves I'm making. Like, boom, hey, I'm talking to such and such. You might get a call or you might get an email. So, bruh, big up to you again, man. That's all I can say. And if you could have got these reactions, like, what? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because you are on the right track.
So. You know what I think? I was telling the people the other when I was working the booth. I said the Outliner is probably one of my favorite pieces of equipment because it's really custom fit to your hand. But when you put that cover on there, you've made a perfect product even better. You know, I mean, I can't use no other liners than that anyway. But this one because it's got those finger grips in it now. When you put your cover on there. And that cushion just fits right in there. You can put squeeze on, and like you already said, your hand doesn't sweat because it's not all hot. You can't get any slip out of it. It's a great addition to something that was already doing very well, man. And that's what makes people buy it. I just can't wait to see it, the whole thing blow up when you get the other forms on, you know, the other models, the custom fit models and all that. It's really something, man.
Oh yeah. Hey, Tim, I'm gonna let you get one more word on the program because we about to wrap the show up. So give you one more word, man, before we get up out of here. So let the people know what you want them to know about these programs, man. Give them something to ride out with.
I just want to make sure that everybody just hit me up on my website. Make sure you join my Facebook page. At the same time, with my Facebook page, what I like to do, like I do, like me, Kurt, Alex Campbell, DL out in L.A., a lot of times they have new stuff that they design haircuts and stuff like that, and I also post that to my website, my Facebook page. So I like for everybody that's out there that's doing anything to just stay connected with me and to just keep moving forward.
Yes, sir. That's a good word coming from my man Tim, the inventor and the creator of the Progress. Hey, y'all, I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in one more time to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Be sure to check us out next Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can always come back to the show, blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. You can hear the recap of the show, any of the old shows. Check us out on barberzone.org. You know, be sure to check out this show, man. Spread it out to everybody in the industry. It's not just for barbers. It's not for, it's just for stylists. If you're in this hair industry and you're about the upliftment and the building of this industry, this is what this show's for. So I want to thank you and everybody who, you know, came on the show, been supporting. Hey, I look back, yo. I've been doing this show about 6 months, so thank you for everybody that's been supporting, listening in, calling in, all the encouragement and the good word. And I'm just going to say, Barber love and zone out. We out one more time, y'all. Peace to everybody that was on the show today.
Peace.